Part 1. From Gateshead to Lowood.
When I was a little girl, my parents died. My uncle, Mr. Reed, took me to live with his family at Gateshead House, but a year later he died too. Mrs. Reed and her children didn't like me. John was 14 years old, Georgiana was 12, Eliza was 11, and I was 10. My memories of Gateshead are all of loneliness, pain, anger, and rebellion. I remember my last day there. Mrs. Reed was sitting on the sofa by the fire with her three children. They looked happy. I stood at a distance from them.
"You stay there, Jane,"
said Mrs. Reed.
"Bessie says you're a bad girl, and I prefer you to stay away from me until you learn to be more pleasant."
Bessie was the maid. She was sometimes kind to me, but she thought I was a difficult, disobedient child. "What does Bessie say I've done?" I asked.
"How rude you are! Children shouldn't ask adults questions like that,"
cried Mrs. Reed. I walked into the next room and found a book. There was a space between the window and the red curtain. I sat in that space and began to read. I felt safe behind the red curtain. No one could see me in my hiding place. But then John Reed came into the room. He walked up to my window and ripped the red curtain open. I was frightened, because John often tormented and insulted me, and sometimes he hit me too. When he saw me, he laughed. Then he put out his tongue. He was ugly and disgusting. I threw the book at him. It hit him on the forehead.
"Mummy..."